Copen in Copenhagen. Copen in Copenhagen. Copen in Copenhagen. Copen in Copenhagen. This is a podcast about hanging out in Copenhagen. Hello, welcome to The Sick Show, Copy and Copenhagen on 97.7 FM. My name is Onan, sitting across the way from me, as always, is Marius.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I am a little bit hot, but other than that, really good.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
A little bit moist.
Okay, too far. this is your guide to modern living in the city of Copenhagen. Modern living?
Modern living. You say it every time. I don't know what it is, Owen. I let it slide every time. One day, maybe I'll figure it out.
If I could get there first.
Yeah.
We talk about Denmark and Scandinavia and all sorts of things. But Marius, today...
Today there'll be no Scandi talk today.
No Scandi talk.
No,
Scandis.
We'll keep it strictly
Dansk.
Dansky talk. Dansky talk. But you want to know what's on the show?
What are we going to be talking about in this show?
Well, I got three very interesting news articles in the news roundup.
Okay.
Yes. Then we're gonna. We're not gonna do an interview today. We're gonna do a history piece about Denmark and LSD.
The story we're all waiting for.
The story we were all waiting for. Yeah.
Everybody was... So many messages. When are you going to talk about LSD, guys?
I know.
We're finally getting to it.
And after that, we'll have some hot tips. And Bob's your uncle.
Bob is my uncle.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great show. Dansky Talk, was it?
Dansky Talk.
Dansky Talk?
Yeah.
That should be another podcast.
Yeah. Dansky Talk. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Dansky Talk.
Hi. It's our NPR version of this show.
Yeah.
All right, Marius. As we all know, many listeners, especially those who've just clicked on the Copenhagen Post.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I, out of this duo in this podcast, I live under a stone. I live under a rock for the week. And then I asked Marius to inform me via the Copenhagen Post, what's happening in the news this week?
Yeah.
What should I know this week?
Well, for those of you who are thinking, what am I going to do this summer? Where am I going to go?
Where would I go?
Exactly. Yeah. For those people. Yeah. And there are many, I'm sure. Some good news.
Oh.
Normally, if you're planning to keep your holiday within Dansky Lansky.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're calling it that.
Dansky Lansky.
And you were thinking, hey, I should take the train somewhere. And normally that would be like really expensive.
Yeah.
It's really expensive. Exactly.
Yeah.
For those people.
Yeah.
And there are many who think
yeah.
that and talk like that.
I agree.
DSB, together with sort of, I think, put a bit of maybe pressure from the Danish government, have made these cheap sort of 8-day pass tickets now that you can buy for $2.99.
Really?
So, yeah. And this means you can travel all over for 8 days in Denmark. With train, metro, and buses. So
for
$2.99, 8 days, just go nuts.
So I could go to the tip top of Jutland and back.
Yep.
And then get a couple of 5Cs to Norport and back again.
Yeah, for $2.99.
That's really good. Days.
Yeah, I actually think that's pretty cool. So if you like a good train ride,
yeah,
you know, because there are some in this article, which I think was fascinating. Fascinating, Owen. They spoke to a train enthusiast, a train conductor, and a travel writer. sorry, I said that like with a slight bit of disdain. And a travel writer.
Fuck it, it's just I can write about being on a bus, fuck's sake.
Yeah. But both the train conductor and the train enthusiast.
The ones you respect.
Yes, the people I respect. they recommend that you take... The trip called or the train track called Lemvig, the Lemvig track, the Lemvigbane, which according to both of these guys is the prettiest local sort of train tracks. So if you don't know where to go,
no,
search for Lemvig.
Yeah,
and see if you can get a train.
Just
there.
Get up there.
Yep.
Where is it? Is it in Zealand or?
No, that's the Jutland, the west coast of Jutland.
All right, so that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I actually think it is.
Yeah, I mean, all joking aside, yeah. You should really do that.
You should really do that. Yeah, Kenny, who has interest for Train has sort of been going on for 23 years, I think he's a viable sort of a reliable source for trains. So do like Kenny.
Do as the Kenny do. Do as the Kenny does.
Do what the Kenny does. Yes.
I gotta say, I do. Out of all modes of transport, I do love a good train journey.
Yeah.
It's what
I miss the old trains though,
like the rickety ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, it's comfortable and faster now, but I miss those old rickety trains.
Yeah.
You could open a window.
Yeah. Do you ever? Have you been on a sleeper train?
Yeah.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
They're the best.
One of my fondest memories, or earliest memories also from traveling, is going to the then country Yugoslavia in a train and just going along the mountains. And like, it was some very vivid memories. Mm-hmm. That. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I've got the same kind of calmness that I get with a long train, especially sleeper trains. I get the same calm as I think we've talked about this with regards to like saunas, right? And the reason I like a sauna is because you're doing exactly what you have to be doing, which is nothing. That's the whole point of it. You sit and you sweat, and that you don't get put your work away. This is what you're doing, the part.
Yeah,
and it's the same with trains.
Yeah,
that like just by being on that train, going through the countryside, that's the whole point of it.
Mm.
So you can't get guilty. You can't feel guilty about not doing anything.
No,
I love it.
But you're still going somewhere.
Exactly.
But you're not doing anything.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's all and like fucking Wi-Fi and planes and stuff like that. No. Take a break. Take a second.
Yeah. Bring a deck of cards.
Yeah. Talk to the person next to you.
Yeah.
If they're that way inclined.
Yeah. Don't force it.
If they don't want to talk, don't push it.
Don't push it. Leave them alone. Yeah,
if it gets really awkward, maybe you should move.
Yeah. maybe lock yourself in the bathroom for the rest of the journey.
It's only another 3 hours.
Yeah. So, good news for train enthusiasts and people wondering what to do over summer.
Yeah.
So, go get a train. Now,
Go get a train.
Copenhagen podcast. What's our name again?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen recommends trains. Copenhagen is also doing something else.
Oh, yeah?
Sort of backwater of all of this. Is that a phrase you can use?
It is now.
Backwater of the whole Black Lives Matter protest and this idea with the sort of taking down of statues and sort of dealing with the past and our history. Mm-hmm. Copenhagen, they're going to hail slave rebels with new street names.
Okay.
That's on the menu, or sort of they're going to debate it in Parliament anyway.
So the backwater of street names is on the menu.
Yeah, there's a lot of metaphors in there.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep. I'm sure
our listeners got it. Our very intelligent listeners got my floral language. That's another weird sentence. Wow.
You could not be a travel writer.
No. Or maybe I could. I have no idea where this place is or what's happening there, but it sounds fucking amazing.
The backwaters of it.
It's hot today. Did I mention that?
It's boiling in this room right now.
Boiling in this room. Well, I think this is great. Sort of dealing with our past. Copenhagen is looking into honoring those who stood up to Denmark's colonial past by naming some of the city's streets after a number of the slave rebels who fought to free their people from the shackles of the Danish West Indies, where we had we had three islands. It was St. Jan, St. Croix, and St. Thomas was the three islands we had.
Okay.
And they owned these three islands up until 1917 when they were sold to the U.S. They're looking into see if we can honor some of these slave rebels with street names. Some of the names being mentioned for the new street names are Axeline Elizabeth Salomon, Mary Thomas, Gottlieb Bordeaux, David Hamilton Jackson, and Matilda McBean, who all led slave uprisings against their Danish oppressors.
Cool.
So I think that's a cool thing to do. Also, a little known fact: in 1792, Denmark became the first European country to ban slave trading from Africa to the West Indies. Yeah. Hmm. Although slavery on the island was still permitted until 1848, a little caveat there, and conditions did not improve much after that.
Yeah, just in case people were like, "Oh, what, you're sticking up for the Danes now?"
Yeah, no, don't worry. There's a lot of dirt in our past. But anyway, I think that's a cool thing to do.
It really is, and it's such like a it like I don't have the background in sociology to unwrap.
What? You don't have a background in sociology? Who am I doing this podcast with, Owen? The lies, the mischief.
Are you done?
You're not Irish next? Is that what you're gonna say?
Just trying to make a real point there,
okay,
man.
Sorry.
Great. Your coffee's everywhere, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was the worst spit take ever.
It sounded like just a spit
in the room.
You just spat with disgust at my lies. Me misleading you.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating that we're now at a stage, and like we're still fucking. It's a long journey ahead. Mm-hmm. But even the fact that you could be naming people who rose against the government,
yeah,
like for the street names of the capital of that government. Like, I mean, that's saying something, right?
It's a small step
change.
In the right.
There's
it's
change
a small
happening.
Step in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah. It's a long journey. But like, when you look at like the history of governance and power and everything, you're like, wow, okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, long journey, but steps are being taken, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. Another some more evidence that it's a long journey. Parties pushed to ban calls to prayer in Denmark.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah. Venstre's politicians says calls to prayer in public places are very disruptive in Denmark, but a ban could go against the constitution. Mm-hmm. Several political parties are urging the government to investigate the possibilities of banning calls to prayer, such as those heard from mosques, arguing that they're very disruptive. And it's kind of interesting in this article from the Copenhagen Post, the parties are not saying Muslims. They're just saying calls for prayers.
Yeah, because
which mostly are from mosques.
Yeah, because
by Muslims. Yes,
your local Catholic priest jumps out the window, goes to the window of his top bedroom.
Yeah,
prayer time. Yeah.
Jesus praying happening. We've got stale biscuits and wine.
Okay, so they're not saying, you know, it's like all religions who do it, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, because it might be against the constitution, because we do have freedom of religion here.
Yeah.
So if this law was came to effect, they would also have to ban church bells. So yeah, probably not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, just come on.
Yeah.
Disruptive.
I was thinking.
What, those 5 minutes?
Car crashes.
What's going on?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
The burqa is banned in Denmark. So I'm thinking, do you think that is a reason that Denmark hasn't officially asked for people to start wearing masks?
Ooh. I haven't thought about that.
I think people could easily pull that up and be like, excuse me. Is it not the same?
What, that people would sort of argue that the wearing face mask is the same as wearing
you're covering the same amount of the face.
Yeah, yeah. But then the people who wants to wear a niqab could argue that no, it's protection against the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a way to.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Tricky old conversation.
Yeah.
Let's not have it here.
Let's not have it here. Two ignorant white dudes.
Sit down and let's solve the problems of others.
Yeah. but yeah, just evidence that there's a lot of work to be done in terms of sort of being open to other cultures here a little bit.
Yeah.
But dem the news, Owen?
Dem the news.
Dem the news.
Mixed bag. Love it.
Yeah. It's not all good news here.
No, thank you very much for bringing us speed. And if you want to read those articles and more, check out the Copenhagen Post.
Yep.
So, you said, Owen, you rang me up and you said, Owen, I've done a load of LSD.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I can't remember. Was it that what you said? No, you said something
else. I read an article about LSD.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. You said, I read an article about LSD and I think we should cover it.
Yeah.
That was what you said. Right.
It's because... The Copenhagen Post has this archive of sort of historical articles that I recommend people check out. And I stumbled across this one that talks about LSD test that
heralded.
Yeah, okay.
Still probably right, but whatever.
Denmark's second age of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. This was in 1964 at Frederiksberg Hospital, where some 400 patients were administered the drug, LSD.
1964,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Where nearly half of them receiving compensation from the government 2 decades later. But yeah, it's a known kind of, as they mentioned in the article, kind of a subplot of a conspiracy theory film or something. Mm-hmm. Sort of the government sort of conducting these sort of experiments with LSD. It's yeah. been... Now, the CIA tried to use it as a sort of a truth serum. Truth serum.
And there's a famous case with MK Ultra. It was the branch of the CIA experimenting with it.
Yeah.
And it's a long, long story, but one of the main doctors working on it, or scientists working on it, was killed by the CIA.
Oh.
Because of the information he had about it.
Hmm.
He jumped out of a window.
Ah, yeah.
It's a lot. There's a really good documentary on it, actually.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
Did they claim he was on LSD when he jumped out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Reminds me of that old Bill Hicks joke.
What's that one?
Where he's like, there's always some idiot who has to ruin LSD for everyone. Like that one guy who thought he could fly and jumps out of a window. Like, mm-hmm. why didn't he start from the ground?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know?
And that's the only article that would come in the news. Sort of like, man, on LSD, jumps out of the window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's not the man discovers enlightenment and gets in touch with his inner emotions on LSD. Everyone should try it. But yeah. So the story on this is often sort of that... They were experimenting with this. It was sort of very free, sort of. They didn't have according to the article, there wasn't, I never really got what the sort of, what they were trying. They were trying to see if they could use it in I think within sort of some kind of dealing with PTSD and stuff like that.
So there wasn't if you were to read their like proposal for the experiments, it wouldn't be like, we're specifically doing this for this reason, like to find out whether it helps with sleep deprivation or something. They were just like, we've got this stuff. We want to see what it does to people.
I think it was a bit of that. Like, wow. Yeah, we're just willy-nilly testing this out on, like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
In some sense, you know, in controlled environment, but yeah, it was still sort of very early days on this. Let me see here. And it was known, you know, as a drug sort of that the Beatles did and sort of like, it was very new. And it lasted for 10 years. They kind of until. They had like 10 years where they were studying this. Which is quite a long time because most other studies I've read about from the States and stuff like that, I feel like they've been shut down fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Sort of.
They kind of not seeing any real benefit, or like, you know, well, maybe they found what they needed to find, I don't know, but 10 years seems like a long time.
Yeah A lot of LSD.
That's a lot of LSD.
And I'm like, I'm wondering, is it the same 400 people for those 10 years?
Oh god, I hope not.
Frederiksberg Hospital in Denmark, sort of, they soon became the major center of LSD research in Scandinavia, studying the effect the drug had on nearly these 400 patients in 1964. According to the Danish State Archives, only a few complications were reported, including a few suicide attempts and a homicide.
Well, oh, sorry.
Just a few. Just
what was
a few.
The last one?
We'll slip the last homicide in there.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. As I mentioned, the center's sort of attitude toward LSD research remained positive, and the treatment continued in Denmark until the mid-70s, almost 10 years, and after the drug became sort of internationally contentious. So then it kind of got the bad rep.
After the murder.
Yeah, maybe that had an effect. In 1986, the Danish Parliament passed the LSD damage laws, which aimed to sort of counteract any LSD inflicted harm on these patients. 150 applicants out of the 400 were treated and all received financial compensation for apparent sort of long-term severe side effects of the LSD treatment.
All right, so they were maybe not the 10 years, but they were definitely doing it for quite some time.
Yeah,
some of these patients at least.
Yeah. And yeah, the amount of compensation ranged from from 50,000 to 510,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But now the question is, because it's sort of, and that's also why I think it's interesting, because there were no conclusive sort of from this research, like any conclusion they could draw, like, oh, it's good for this, or it's a truth theorem, or like whatever. Because it is, I think, it's a bit hard to tell with some of these, and like everybody has kind of some similar experiences, but also very different, and it's very dependent on the individual, I think. Mm-hmm. But there are testing sort of, it's sort of become a thing people study again now in terms of sort of trying to figure out how can we use this, I think, within psychotherapy a lot.
Yeah.
There's been all this buzz about microdosing a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of these like Silicon Valley,
Steve Jobs
and stuff like that. Yeah. Trying it out and seeing if this was a good sort of antidepressant, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's been kind of a worse sort of spark creativity, but also antidepressant and stuff like that.
It's one of those ones that's heavily connected to like spirituality and like spiritual experiences and things like that. Like there's like an American guru, Ram Dass, and he was like, I think he was like a Harvard professor, and he started experimenting with LSD, and he started getting like spiritual experiences.
Okay.
And moved to India.
Yeah.
And followed gurus, became a guru of sorts himself. But I think he was like, he heavily connects doing LSD and acid to that. Yeah. And like finding this like opening. And I think a lot of people talk about that kind of stuff, like people who've experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, do you know the origin story of LSD, how it was sort of invented?
Mm-mm.
It was, what's his face? Because it's called Bicycle Day.
Huh? What?
That was the first, that's the first LSD trip on April 19th, 1943. and it's like a celebrated day now where I think he's called Hoffman. What is his face? Let me just get it. But yeah, that... Like this scientist, Dr. Albert Hoffman, first took LSD unintentionally. He sort of just had some on his skin, and it's very just easily you can absorb it through your skin.
Yeah.
And he took like a massive dose. Like you're supposed, like a strong dose, I think, is 100 milliliters.
Uh-huh.
And he took like the double of that, or like a lot more than that. He took like really fucking a shit ton.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
And then he biked home and felt kind of funny.
Yeah.
On his bike
ride
home and had a very sort of crazy experience with this. But survived, you know, and wasn't negative. And he's been a proponent, or like sort of, he's not been like, oh, this is a bad drug. He's like, said, well, he did it afterwards. He did it intentionally and sort of did some private research, maybe you can call it.
Sure.
On himself. But yeah, it's known as Bicycle Day, the first sort of time somebody did LSD, even though it was unintentional. There's also some fun videos. Have you seen some of these on YouTube with soldiers being given LSD and like trying to conduct some kind of exercise or drill, and they're just like talking to the trees and falling over laughing. And
there's the next one with a woman who's been given it. Have you seen that one? It's like an old black and white video. I think, I'm pretty sure it's LSD.
Yeah.
And she's just so happy and like trying to explain what she's seeing, but she can't. And she's like tearing up because it's so beautiful. Now, by the way, just to clarify, we're not condoning drugs at all. We're just talking about videos we saw on YouTube.
You know what? I will condone some drugs.
What?
Yeah, but I will be very clear that take them with responsibility.
Yeah.
I think drugs can be an interesting thing to dabble with, but don't do them just to do them. Do them if you're interested in it. Research it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do it with people you trust and love.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't mind recommending
it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Managed. Not that I've ever tried any. Want to make that perfectly clear.
Let's just get that clear. I've never considered it.
Yes.
Do you think, because generally speaking, Denmark has a pretty laxed view on drugs. Not all drugs, of course, but like cannabis, certainly. Alcohol. Do you think
not cannabis. Cannabis isn't legal. And we're sort of trailing behind on this. Like,
ah, come on, man. I passed a dealer on my way here and I could have openly bought it on the street with the cops by.
Yeah. But it's
yeah, that's
yeah, it's more relaxed like. In that sense that the police are not sort of that aggressive, but that comes in waves. Like there True. Has been quite sort of a lot of fighting out in Christiania.
100%, yeah. And
stuff
a lot
like
of
that.
Violence yeah. on the streets. Okay, all right. So you would suggest, you would say that Denmark's not actually that open?
No, yeah, I wouldn't actually say. Because no drugs are legal here. We're still kind of slow with sort of medical... THC oil yeah. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like we're yeah, I don't get why we're not sort of
just saying like, okay, sure, let's
yeah. Mm. Would be a massive sort of at least with weed, be a fucking massive tax revenue they would be able to get from it. It would prevent a lot of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. Would gang wars, like every time they close Christiania down, gang war flares up sort of out on the Nabo and the Norvest and yep. Vestabo and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like it's a never ending battle for them. They're never gonna fucking, you know,
yeah, it's not
get all the dealers.
Yeah, it's not gonna go.
No.
Yeah.
So I don't see it's a bit insane, sort of this constant sort of, we'll go shut you down, you'll open up and we'll come back. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. What's the... And haven't we moved past sort of... Aren't we all sort of fairly aware that sort of... Yeah, weed is a drug. Mm-hmm. But like we know enough about it now to, I would say, to sort of be able to legalize and sort of mm-hmm. look at other countries who've legalized it. Yeah. There's a lot of sort of information now to sort of... I think make a fairly safe... sort of decision on legalizing this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting point with regards to like when they do like raids of Christiania. And like you said, it just comes every now and then. It's like, it's fine. And then all of a sudden it's a huge crackdown, then it's yeah. fine. And like, what's the plan with that? What's the,
exactly. What's the aim here?
Yeah. And surely there is like a commissioner or there's a head of authority or like something that is looking at this in the long, long run and being like, this is why we do it.
Yeah.
Like there needs to be a reason for it, you know?
Well, I don't think there is. I think there is an issue with in regards to like, they can't just let it because it is illegal.
Yeah.
So they have to show some kind of, oh, we're cracking down on it, but there's no sort of long-term plan
yeah,
with
okay.
it. There's no, and I think with the changing of governments and like,
yeah.
and I think it's viewed as a sort of maybe a politically not it's not sort of I don't know. I think for politicians, it's viewed as like, oh, I don't want to be the person to legalize marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
How's that gonna look on my resume or sort mm-hmm. of in the backwaters of my career. Just throw that in again to yeah. see if it works. but like, I don't really understand. Because surely now I also think there would be, at least in most parts of Denmark, like people would be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like this is insanity. There might be a few, but there will always be a few.
Yeah, of course. There's going to be different opinions on everything. Yeah. Like,
And a whole different aspect of this, I think, is also just the potential sort of research that we're sort of like with LSD or with psilocybin and mushrooms or with marijuana. Like mm-hmm. if we made it more sort of easy to research and sort of figure out how can we use these drugs, maybe to like, because there are many sort of tests that have shown that it can help with PTSD, like for patients with cancer, it can be sort of something that can ease their ailments in regards to chemotherapy. Like there's a lot of sort of positive sort of research indicating that there's stuff to be gained from these that are not just, you know, kids eating mushrooms and
yeah.
tripping out. And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying with regards to like having to be seen to do something, but then not knowing what the fuck else to do. You know,
yeah.
So just, we'll go in, we'll raid it, we'll leave again. But it's a very strange one. It's a very strange one.
Mm. How is it in Ireland in general? Is it completely no?
Yeah, you're like, you can't, yeah. nothing can be done in the open. You can't, if you don't smoke in public. Like, I could walk into the parks and I'd smell weed here.
Yeah.
And that's a, If you do walk into a park, you smell weed in Ireland, you're like, oh, Jesus, they're being risky.
Okay.
That's risque.
That's risky.
Yeah, it's pretty
Is that because of the... Is that a political or is it more religious, do you think?
Asking the tough questions.
Yeah. Good question. I rarely get them myself. Yeah. That's an interesting one. Definitely religion has a part to play. Mm. Kind of like... I remember this is a long time ago. I used to hitchhike a lot when I was a kid, right? Because I lived in the countryside, and if I go to other towns or whatever, I'd just go onto the road. And I was hitchhiking once, and lovely like older woman picked me up, and we're just driving into town, and we're listening to the radio, just chatting away. And it was a terrible story about a young man who'd committed suicide, and he'd like documented it or something like this. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I just remember, and it's a sad story, you know, suicide and everything. But then they're like, and he'd been smoking a lot of marijuana, and she goes, oh Lord. I just remember her, like, it was a shock to her, and I was like, oh, you poor thing. If that's the shocking piece of information you've just heard. So there's a lot of that, right? But then also there's loads of like, I know people who grow their own stuff in Ireland and fucking enjoy it at their leisure in their own house. And recreational drugs are massive. Cocaine's a huge problem in Dublin.
Yeah.
Heroin's a big problem in Dublin.
Yeah.
And it's in Cork as well and other parts of Ireland. And that's the problem with drugs, especially like... cocaine and heroin, stuff like that in Ireland. I find that there's small communities that are just big enough for people to notice and bring drugs in, but too small for anybody to do anything about. Yeah, so you get like, you get people with drug addictions in small rural parts of Ireland and just nothing to help them out of it. You know? And then it's like properly cracked down. There's no real, like we have methadone clinics and stuff like this, but there's not, like the cops aren't going to show you any, like they're going to bust you like hard if you're covered anything.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it has a, like, we're still on the outside like, quite conservative in a lot of ways, even though we're trying our best to change things in Ireland. I think we're still pretty conservative, and I don't see, you never know, maybe marijuana, but I don't see anything changing in the near future at all. But yeah,
I don't see it either happening in Denmark, actually. Yeah. It's been suggested a few times, and there's been some petitions and people signing sort of, and hey, let's get this bill to the parliament, but it's never really gotten that far. So, and obviously now there's been a lot of other things going on, but like for the last year, I haven't heard anything about it, any proposals of sort of bringing this to the parliament or anything. So I also think it's quite far away for us.
But then, so do you find it strange that the Denmark had one of the longest LSD experiments going?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the longest, but I thought that was quite long.
It sounds very long.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's like, because I've never heard of anything going that long, like a state-funded experiment like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But 10 years. It was also different times. Like it was the 60s, 70s sort of, yeah.
What are you saying there? What do you mean?
It was a different time. It was a bit more sort of, yeah, we were out of the world wars and sort of stuff was a bit more, hey, this is great. And then Cold War and Vietnam War and all this shit happened and then sort of, yeah.
So like the at the end of the year when they're doing their budget again being like, anything work with the LSD experiments? Yeah, getting closer. Yeah. Getting real close.
Couple more years.
Super close to something.
Yeah.
I touched the hand of God yesterday, so...
I'm going to try again, see if I can get the elbow.
Cool.
But yeah, I hope more research will be put into this and for some potential legalization in the future here in Denmark and other countries, because I just think it's a archaic way of approaching this.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that little insight, and that was found on the Copenhagen Post.
The Copenhagen Post, yeah.
They have some fantastic little historical articles. Mm-hmm. Definitely had give them a look, Marius.
Yeah.
It's don't say drugs, but what should I be doing this week? What are your hot tips?
Well, my hot tips are first and foremost, this Saturday.
Yeah.
If you want to slow down. Yeah.
I know where you're, okay, this is good. Yeah, yeah.
Go to slow down.
Slow burn, you mean?
Slow burn.
Yeah.
It's called the brewery is called Slow Burn Brewing Co-op, but the event is called Slow Down.
Oh, I ruined your segue.
Yeah,
sorry.
Completely ruined it. There.
Sorry.
Such a good segue.
Oh Jesus no.
Fresh cans plus wild kiwi pies, and we had a little chat, and we're assuming it's the fruit kiwi, not the bird
kiwi. Kiwi. Yeah.
Yeah. This is in on Saturday from 1 to 8 in Byvej 55 in Hvidovre. And they are saying, come join us for a slowdown day at our brewery. It's a chance to escape the busy city and chill in the sun, enjoy some cold pints, and stock up on super fresh cans. This time we've joined forces with Wild Kiwi Pies. There's actually a link. I can see what these wild kiwi pies are. From Valby, so you can enjoy some delicious handmade savory pies with your beer. Savory.
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 So it's the bird.
It's the bird. What? I'm gonna have to figure this out. Oh, it looks delicious. Oh, is that pea mush on top of that little pie there? That looks really good with some gravy.
Is it a bird or is it a fruit?
Telling a beautiful pinto, going to send you a new pack of something. I doubt it. It's surely it's not the kiwi bird.
I'm pretty sure.
But pies look fucking delicious. Nice. So check out Wild Kiwi Pies also. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go have a pint, buy some fresh cans, and write back to us and tell us if that was a real kiwi bird in your pie. Nice. Then also coming up, Three for Two.
Ah!
Theater play.
Oh, I know about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in it.
You're in it? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing myself and Martin, who's been on the show. Oh, has he? Yeah, he's been on the show, I'm sure, a long time ago.
I don't think he has.
He's been in the room.
He's been in the room, yeah.
Anyway, I do an improv comedy show.
Beautiful man.
Stunning man. Yeah. We do an improv show with two
We do
dudes.
Improv show.
We do improv show, not good English. sorry, yes, there is improv comedy show, and I'm going to be in it in a theatre play in Amma. It's going to have Sariel, which is my duo, and then there's also If These Walls Could Talk, and then Rebels in Your Eye. Rebels in Your Eyes.
Sight.
Yep. My God, it's my own show, and I don't know the names. Rebels in Your Sights as well. It's going to be in Theatre Play, which is kind of north of Amabro.
Yeah, if you go out Lerkaus Park by. Lerkaus Park by? Lerkaus.
Yes.
Lerkaus, yeah. Out by Lerkaus Park and Metro Station.
Exactly.
Just a bit further out.
Exactly.
Nice so little theatre.
Come check it out. It's going to be fun. If you've ever wanted to know what I look like in real life, now's the time to
see. I still want to know.
You still don't get it because I'm not taking off the mask.
No.
I'm not taking off the mask, Mary. Don't ask. But also, there's going to be some beers afterwards. And we're going to be chatting to people. So come out for a good night.
Yeah.
That is this coming Sunday, 28th.
I've seen them. It's very good.
Ah, really? Thanks, man. Thanks for the plug.
Hey, you're welcome. Finally, Blågås Festival. This is in July, but I just thought I'd give it a shout out. Blågås Street in Nørrebro.
Yep.
Lovely street. Some good bars there. Some good food around. And they're having a festival from the 8th of July to the 12th of July. So you can go there, and I'm sure there'll be heaps of sort of what do you call it? Flea market kind of stuff.
Why are you doing like air piano?
I don't know what the air piano is happening.
Flea market.
This is how I am at a flea market.
I want it all.
What?
You okay? Marius is staring intently into his screen.
It's not happening.
What?
It's been postponed. Due to Corona.
Oh, Marius.
That's very sad. They said that on the 8th of April. I don't get that, though, because you could be... Like, if you go out, people are fucking, you know, not fucking, but people are everywhere. So don't go to Blågås Festival.
Or go to the street.
Or just go to the street, create your own little festival.
Yeah.
But not, you know, don't bring more than 50 people. Instead,
yeah,
no, I'm not gonna say that. Maybe go to I know what's happening.
Okay.
I know another little hot tip.
Let's hear it.
We had Contain Art, we went out to Contain Art,
yeah, out in Reffen,
and Reffen has opened up, as we mentioned. And Contain Art are actually having a little exhibition
Cool.
On this Saturday.
Cool.
So if you want to go check out sort of this documented artwork that they make out there, and you know, it's nice out of Reffen. You can go for a swim, you get some nice beers, some food. I recommend that instead.
Okay.
That's definitely open.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Good. You pulled it back. You pulled it back. One thing, we mentioned Segways.
Yeah.
Little just side note. The company that makes Segways are ceasing production.
They're stopping?
They're going to stop making Segways.
Thank God.
Because they realize that they're shit.
Yeah. And you look like an idiot.
And you look, and the only people using them, as far as I understand, are inner city tours.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you have to wear a helmet.
Yeah. And everybody looks fucking miserable when they're just like...
I presume that's the sound they make. I've never been on one. No. But yeah, so farewell to the Segway.
Oh.
But not, we'll have different Segways, but just not those Segways.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we have 1 second of silence for the Segway?
Sure.
Good.
There we go. that is our show. Thank you very much for listening. Check out our Facebook page, Cubby in Copenhagen. Check out this Spotify and iTunes and all your...
iTunes.
Check out iTunes and SoundCloud. SoundCloud. Yeah, check out all your...
Podbean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we're on loads of stuff. So check out anything you can find a podcast on and give us a like, give us a recommendation. Ask us questions. We had people contact us asking us recommendations and stuff. We love that.
Yeah.
Please get in touch if you have any questions about anything. We can give.
If you want to come on the show.
Yeah.
If you have an event you want to promote, something.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Give us a shout.
Yeah.
That is it. Thank you very much, Marius.
Thank you, Owen.
We will speak to you next week. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Really good one.